This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to TPS Radio. Today we're joined by Christina Davis, who has come all the way from Chelmsford to do her practical electrical training. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Christina, just before we start the interview, could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I was a retail manager for 12 years, and lately I haven't been working.
After being a retail manager for 12 years, which is quite a vast experience in the retail industry, how did you decide to pursue a career in electrics?
Well, it was something I wanted to do for a long time because I was living in London before. I got stuck living in London with the kids, with my children, and couldn't find the right course because everything required me to attend a college or university. And then I stopped work, I moved out of London, and I saw an ad on the telly for Train for Trade Skills, called them up. And the course suited me because it worked around my kids. And here I am.
Oh, that's a humbling story. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. And was there anything which triggered you or inspired you to go into electrics? Or in other words, why did you choose that career?
It was something I wanted to do for a long time. Plus, my dad was an electrician. So that's probably where the idea came from originally.
So you received your inspiration from your father.
Yeah.
After you found about Train for Trade Skills, you came down to do your practical training in ATL Centre. How are you finding your practical training?
It's good. It's nice to get the hands-on experience.
Could you tell us some of the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
So far, I've wired up 4 lights. I've done a ring final circuit with 3 sockets, and I've just been testing them today.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And before you come to do your practical training, you were given some studying materials to do some studying from home. How
Yes.
did you find that? And was it easy for you to combine your everyday life and family commitments with your studying requirements?
Yeah, no, I found the study modules were very informative, very helpful, very easy to understand. And it was a juggle, but yeah, no, I found it fairly straightforward to manage daily life.
How did you manage to juggle 2 children?
5 children.
5 children?
Yeah.
You're a brave mom, and that's just great. I mean, what would you say to people out there who are probably not sure whether to pursue that career? And especially women, I know for a fact that only 3% of the trades is represented by women. What would you say to those women?
If you're interested in it, then go for it. It's great, it's fun, and it's definitely a skill that's needed because there'll always be electrics. And
Christina, do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
Pay attention, and if you're not sure of something, just ask. The tutors are great and they're very helpful, and don't be shy.
And what is the big plan for you, Christina, after you finish and become qualified? Would you like to run your business perhaps, or be self-employed? What's the plan for you?
Eventually, yes. When I first am qualified, I'll probably find work for someone for a while to get the hands-on experience and do a couple of years of that, then probably go on. I'd like to go into inspection and testing, and then eventually, yeah, run my own business.
Whatever you do, Christina, I'm sure you will be very successful in your chosen career. We congratulate you on juggling your family commitments with your 5 children. That's amazing. And I'm sure the industry needs more brave women like yourself. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.